Welcome to Real Talk with Reginald D. I'm your host, Reginald D. On the last episode, I talked about imposing your will on your life. And I want to keep talking about it. But on this episode, I want to talk about imposing your greatness on your life. Let me ask you a question. Do you feel like your life is not going anywhere? Do you feel like your life is not complete? Does it seem like your dreams and goals are so far away from you? Now, if you're feeling these things, then don't feel bad about it. You should actually be happy because you feel these things. You recognize it, and if you can recognize it, then you can figure out how to change it. Some people live a life not even knowing that their life is not going anywhere. They have accepted being in bondage so long that they are numb to it. Can you imagine being stuck in one place for the rest of your life? All because you are mentally numb. People who become numb in life usually have allowed life to beat them down. They quit somewhere along the way. They allow life to impose its will on them instead of imposing their greatness on their life. You're too powerful and gifted to allow life to beat you down. You allow life to beat you down so much until you become numb. You can't even feel the pain anymore. It's time for you to impose your greatness on your life. It's time for you to rise above your circumstances and show the world that you are the one. Break out your power and dominate in every area of your life. Take control of everything. Take control of your dreams. Take control of your desires. That's the only way you're going to get it, man. It's not fair to go through life not living the meaningful life that you deserve. Say, for instance, you want to buy a house. And the only reason you haven't bought it yet is because you are intimidated by the process. When the bank tells you that you got to come up with a certain amount of money to put down. See, people freeze up because they don't have the money right now to put down. And they just give up on their dream instead of working towards getting the money. After all, the dream of owning a home is yours. You might as well impose your greatness and work towards coming up with what you need to get it done. Your dreams are just going to haunt you until you pursue it and get it done. When you impose your greatness on your life, it challenges you to have a life of greatness, a life of power, and a fire to keep pushing no matter what challenges come your way. When you impose your greatness on your life, you are putting pressure to everything that you're made of. You are pressuring yourself to be great. You are pressuring yourself to live with purpose. You are pressuring yourself to accept nothing but greatness for your life. There's no more giving in. No more feeling less than. No more feeling defeated. Impose your will. You're going to have challenges. But once you impose your greatness on your challenges becomes nothing but a thing. You will eat your challenges for lunch if you impose your greatness on it. You were created to make big moves and do great things. Next time challenges come your way, say this is nothing but a thing. Let's see. Every mountain has a peak. You just got to impose your greatness to reach your peak. Your life is like a wooden box with a lock on it. Once you take the key and unlock the lock, that's when greatness will be exposed. As long as you keep your life locked down, then greatness can't come forth. I need you to set your greatness free. Get out of the box and let your greatness be free to do what it's supposed to do. Let's talk about Michael Jordan, one of the best basketball players of all time. When he played other teams, they said, don't talk junk to him and challenge him because you will have a bad day. When he was challenged, he imposed his greatness on the other team. I remember one time he dunked on a smaller player in the game. So the coach of the other team yelled out and said, dunk on somebody your own size. Well, he came back down the court and dunked on the center that was 7'2". Then he looked at the other coach and said, is he big enough? He imposed his greatness because he was challenged. Let me leave you with this. Impose your greatness because if you quit, then your dreams stop. If you quit, then the desires you have stop. If you quit, then your life stops. But if you keep going and keep imposing your greatness, your dreams will come forth. If you keep imposing your greatness, then your desires will come forth. And if you keep imposing your greatness, then life will finally begin for you. Thanks for tuning in to Real Talk with Reginald D. If you enjoyed the show, please share with anyone you feel that need to take this journey with us on being a better you. See you next time.